Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Feel made that movie.
They're both pretty good.
That's right. This is a good one. This is Adrian. To cool down the cat, put a cold towel down underneath the cat bed.
Okay.
And that way you can cool them off. And then a lot of people think that my bet, if I lose fantasy football, finish dead last, and they think it's too much that I'm going to get the last place mace tattooed on my ass. But here's
the
thing.
It's not.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
It's not happening.
Will it be scripted or be in block letters?
Hopefully somebody will design something.
Yeah, somebody in the Mason and Ireland Mafia will come up with the...
And how big will the lettering be? 2 inches? Just a half an inch? What?
I mean, at this point, right, it doesn't matter. I would imagine it's going to be... I'm going to do it. I'm going to go with something of size, something of note.
All right.
Frankly, nobody's really ever going to see it.
So when you wear your assless chaps, they'll see it.
Oh yeah, thank you. time to pull them out of storage.
That's right.
All right. So Jerry Jones said something interesting. Of course, NFL season starts tomorrow. Whose house? Rams house. And we'll all be at SoFi Stadium tomorrow night for the game. You know, Bergman, you're going to the Raiders game on Sunday, right?
Yep, with Sliwa.
And Sliwa's pretending to be a Raiders fan.
Well, he's not even pretending. He's rooting against the Chargers is basically what he's doing.
Is that the only reason he's going is to root? Well,
he said he was going to become a Raider fan.
Yeah, that's like Mr. Rogers becoming a Hell's Angels.
That's true. Good point. Yeah. Good point.
Let's go, Raiders. Can you see Sliwa in the black hole? They'll kick him out of there so fast.
We'll go to Elysium. We'll get him in there. We'll get him in there. We're gonna turn him.
So my goal for the start of the season, Michael Thompson, John Ireland, you guys, was to weigh 195 pounds.
Yeah.
The
deadline.
On August the 1st, I weighed 215.8.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Today, I weigh 206.4. I did not make it.
Ooh.
But that's a lot. I lost 9 pounds. It's pretty good.
Yeah, but you're 11 pounds short. Yeah.
11 pounds short. Yeah, I know. Slow and steady, man. Slow and steady.
Now, you got to marry yourself to one of these things. You got to, like, do what I did and do that.
I'm trying to do
it. I lost 17 pounds in 18
days.
That's
not healthy. Yeah, like, the company doesn't even exist anymore. It's so unhealthy.
I know, but if you...
There were probably litigation like crazy. People don't eat anything except this for 17 days.
I just ate astronaut food for 17 days.
That was very rough. Very rough.
You're like Columbus turning around halfway and says, I've discovered the new world.
Not so much.
You're back where you started, Columbus.
So now are you giving up now that you're at 206?
Well, I'm not going to make it tomorrow.
Yeah, but are you going to continue to diet or no?
I'm going to weigh 195 by Halloween.
By Halloween?
Halloween, 195.
Bergman?
Oh, God.
That's 2 months.
Everybody, yeah. That's 2 months.
10 grand more than Mason does not weigh 195 or less by Halloween.
Oh, 195 or less by
7 weeks.
Why would you doubt me?
Because you've never, ever hit one of these weight goals that you've set for yourself. Yeah, you've never followed through with the reboot.
Let me tell you
after
something.
After your team finishes last, you're going to go through a downward spiral. You're going to have a big tattoo on your ass, and you're going to weigh about 220. Easiest money I'm going to make all year.
In the last month, how many donuts do you think I ate?
I don't know. You haven't talked about them lately. Are you off the donuts?
Two.
It's two more than me. I need to eat donuts.
And a piece of cake.
I love donuts.
I had a piece of cake.
Why don't we eat more donuts?
I'm too lazy to go for the store.
Donuts are like the...
What's your favorite kind? Glazed? What?
I'll tell you, don't sleep on an old-fashioned.
Chocolate eclair. Best thing you can buy.
Old-fashioned is the one that's covered with glaze. It's like regular donut, but covered with glaze.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The place I go to, or get them, once I talk about them, then I'm going to buy them, is they take an old-fashioned, they dunk it in liquid chocolate, and then you've got this chocolate shell over the old-fashioned. Yeah.
Oh,
my God.
That's sinful.
Do you have a sweet tooth?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love desserts.
God.
Yeah.
195 by Halloween.
Yeah, easy 10 grand.
A lot of people asking Michael Thompson if he's going to join the Mason and Ireland Mafia. Are you going to join the Mafia this year?
What is that?
The Mason and Ireland
he'll
Mafia.
He'll do it if you, Mace, if do you it do for it him. For him. Yeah, yeah if do you it take for him. His phone, he'll do it.
We'll do it. It's a special group of, it's like the elite Mason and Ireland listeners.
Oh, okay.
Like the coolest of the cool listeners are in the Mason and Ireland Mafia.
What do you win?
You don't win. You get to talk to us individually during the show. Like all show long, I'm having a conversation inside the Mason and Ireland Mafia.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's working good. All right, so Jerry Jones is what I wanted to bring up here. Jerry Jones had an interesting quote. And by the way, the Cowboys are not going to be a playoff team this year. I do not believe they'll be
in
a playoff
league division.
Team.
I think they get to play the Giants and Commanders
I think Zeke
twice.
Is cooked. I think the Eagles are going to win the division. I think the Eagles can be pretty good. But Jerry Jones said something interesting. And when was the last time the Cowboys won the Super Bowl? It was like
93, right?
Yeah,
when Barry Switzer.
Was it 1993?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, they've even been back since.
It's been 40 years?
30.
No, 30.
Almost 30.
Oh, nobody told me there'd be math.
Yeah.
So, Jerry Jones, here's what he said. Ready? He says, I have to believe that 1 + 1 = 3. I can't operate where 1.1 + 1 = 2. Now we know it is physical, but the 3 is where you have to go. So does that make any sense to you? He says you have to have optimism to go out and operate in that world and commit to do two things. When you got to count 1 + 1, it has to equal 3.
Yeah, he reminds me.
What is he even trying to say?
He reminds me of Joe Lacob, where he's not afraid to leap and take a chance for a chance to win. Like when Lacob went after Kevin Durant, he put all of his eggs in that basket to get Durant. I think Jones is that type of owner who's willing to take a chance. Like when he signed Deion Sanders, even though they had kind of a championship team already, he's not afraid to go out and make
Michael,
a bold
one
move.
Plus one equals three. Equals, no, it does
yeah,
not.
Yeah, because now you're taking a chance where other teams aren't. So all of a sudden it works out for you. You
one
see?
Point, where one other plus teams one go, equals two.
Yeah, that's true, but other teams are being, that's when you're conservative and you're cautious.
Here's what I think, this is what I think he's trying to say. He wants to say that the sum is greater than the collection of parts, right? In other words, by putting everybody together, it adds up to more.
Right.
Right? Yeah. So I think that's what he's trying to say. Mm-hmm. But 1 + 1, you know, it's like the expression less is more. Less is never more. Less is less. More is more. Stop saying less is more. Less is not more. They're opposites.
Well, sometimes less can be more. Sometimes
where?
You say too much. You know, you say too much sometimes and get yourself in trouble.
But less is always less and more is always more, Michael.
Yeah, but more can get you in trouble sometimes if you just go too far. You know what I mean?
You would know this.
I think Derek Jeter's a good example of somebody who played by the less is more thing. He never said anything.
Yeah, but Shaq is a more kind of guy. Look how
he's
played out
guy.
For him. Shaq,
yeah.
Shaq is the most likable probably celebrity in all the sports.
I think you can say less, though, and then people
sure.
will focus more on your actions. Like Eli Manning was never a big talker.
Tim Duncan.
No. But he was kind of the – Tim Duncan's
Tim
a good
Duncan's
example.
A
they were
good
boring.
Example,
nobody
yeah.
cared.
Right. They were no. the – but
the only reason why Jeter
– was less.
The only way Jeter could get away with it – imagine if Jeter was playing for the Twins. Nobody would care because he was with the Yankees, and he was winning. He'd go out with these starlets. That's
yes.
why people cared about him. If he was just dating Mary from the Nordstrom rack.
Hey, Mary
nobody
Nordstrom
would
rack
hey,
is underrated.
Hey,
that's
do
true.
Not.
Yeah, but he was going out with all these Hollywood starlets. That's why people cared about him.
And don't knock Nordstrom rack.
Oh, no, they're fine. I'm just saying.
I get a lot of clothes at Nordstrom rack.
Well, from the cosmetic counter. I'm just saying yeah. he was going out with these big Hollywood stars. That's why people paid attention to him.
All right. Shohei Ohtani is the leader for the Angels. In virtually every category, every pitching, every hitting category. Now, I would vote for Ohtani over Judge for MVP.
Why?
I wouldn't.
I think Judge... Because
what
Shohei,
are you talking about?
Wait a minute. Shohei Ohtani leads every category. The pitching categories
yeah,
and
to
the hitting
he's
categories.
He's valuable to the Angels, not to the league.
He plays both ends of the game. Are you
right,
kidding me?
He's
their best pitcher and their best hitter.
Does it matter?
Yeah.
If the team never wins?
I don't have an issue with this. Shohei Ohtani cannot single-handedly win games.
Well,
it is a game.
Judge is doing
Aaron
it for
Judge,
the
26-man roster.
Look at
Aaron Judge is getting help. Aaron Judge is not doing it by himself.
No, he pretty much is doing it by himself. Look at the numbers of Aaron Judge versus the rest of the Yankees. It's staggering. without him there, the team's hitting like 200 and has no power numbers. And
he hit his 57th home run the other day.
Yeah, I mean, he's just
55 today.
He's what's that?
55 today.
55.
Wow, jeez.
Yeah, yeah, no, I mean, he's
and he's doing
there.
It in meaningful games.
Now, Mace.
Otani games don't
right,
mean nothing.
If the Yankees collapse and miss the playoffs.
Yes.
Then I think you can make an argument for Otani. But if he leads the Yankees into the playoffs, yeah, then you got to pick Aaron Judge.
Like when Trout won the MVP for a last-place team. MVP of what?
You know, in fairness, I mean, he's having an unbelievable year. But he is getting help. He's not alone there.
Mm.
I mean, he's got Stanton. He's got Rizzo.
What's he got? What's his
batting
average?
Yeah, those guys, Stanton and Rizzo, have missed a lot of games this year.
Well, Rizzo's got 30 homers and 71 RBIs. Giancarlo Stanton has 24 homers, 64 RBIs.
What's Otani's numbers? Batting average, home runs, and RBIs. What's he got? What's he at?
His batting average isn't very high, but his home runs are like 30.
30? Whoop-de-doo. Yeah. I could do that.
Whoop-de-doo. Well, Aaron Judge has twice shut out the other team?
Well, no. I
mean, Aaron Judge has hit twice as many home runs as any individual player.
Otani is 32 homers and 85 RBIs.
Batting average?
Is
like
266.
266.
Yeah. 886 OPS.
Mm-hmm.
And then pitching-wise, Otani has a 2.58 ERA. He's 11-8 in 23 starts with a 104 whip and a 213 batting average against. He's their best pitcher, their best hitter. He does more stuff than Aaron Judge does.
11-8 and 23 starts. I remember when Koufax left 23 starts to be like 19-4.
He's playing for a crappy team.
Right, I always think one loss record for a pitcher is you can kind of throw it out.
Yeah, I mean,
now you do?
Sure,
yeah. Because like, think about it.
We never used to.
Well, think about it. If Nolan Ryan throws 7 innings of one hit ball and his team doesn't score any runs and he loses the game.
Don't give up a run.
Yeah, I mean, come
but
on.
I mean, in fairness, I think, didn't Jacob DeGrom win the Cy Young with an under 500 record?
Really?
Yeah, I think Felix Hernandez did one year, too.
Yeah, I mean, Cy Young, it doesn't matter.
So it's all about the ERA.
Yeah,
it's
less about wins and losses. Less about wins and
losses.
Never
used to be. Steve Carlton, those guys should have hit with like 25, 27 wins to get a Cy Young.
No, it's true. It's true. Age of the 20-game winner is gone.
Yeah, gone.
Although Gonsolin probably would have hit it this year had he not
probably
gotten
hurt. Probably would have, yeah. Probably would have. All right, coming up next for you is that thing that John has been waiting for.
Up next is Anita Marks.
Oh, is Anita here?
She's going to be on Comrex.
Oh, she'll be on. Okay,
she's in New York.
Okay, she's in New York. She will join us next with some gambling talk. What's that?
Related to Groucho?
I don't believe so.
We could ask her.
But we can certainly ask.
She spells it differently.
Yeah, she does.
Bobby.
We'll do some game and talk. What do you think of the Raiders this weekend? What do you think of the Rams this weekend? Tomorrow night at SoFi Stadium. On top of that, if you're a Charger fan, we'll do that Charger-Raider game. And, of course, USC and UCLA. Anita Marks will join us next for some gambling talk. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, so we're going to do some gaming, some gambling talk, and joining us right now, she'll be doing a live show every Thursday night. This week it'll be Wednesday night because we get the Rams tomorrow. Anita Marks is joining us right now. Hi, Anita, how are you?
We do have the Rams tomorrow, hosting the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, by the way, Anita, explain to me why the Bills are favored in that game. The Rams are coming off the Super Bowl. They're playing at home. They're gonna hang the banner. It seems weird to me that the Bills are the favorite. Why?
Yeah, I'm probably not going to earn brownie points here, guys, with this discussion. And I'm going to brag a little bit. I took the Bills plus one when this line first hit. Guys, let's be honest.
You got points.
I got the points. I'll bet this. Right now it's a 2, 2.5 in some places. Grab it. I would not play it at 3.5. It might jump that high. Who knows? A few things. Number one, I understand the trends, right? When you've got Super Bowl champs, they're hosting the first. Tomorrow night. And they just are so deep on the defensive line. And
so Anita, what's your deal? Where are you right now? What are you doing? How did this all come about that you're doing a show here?
So I live in the New York area. For folks that are from here, I live in Hoboken.
Yeah,
I call it the
Sinatra
Sixth
grew up in Hoboken.
Yeah, exactly. One of my dogs is named Frankie after Frank Sinatra. He has blue eyes. So I've been here. About 5 to 6 years, and I'm just an avid gambler. A lot of fantasy football. I've been playing fantasy football for years. I'm about to have my 11th draft in less than an hour.
You were in 11 leagues this year?
I'm in 12, to be quite
12.
Frank. But
wow.
So a lot of fantasy football, a lot of gambling.
You're a serious junkie.
Oh, I am. Are you kidding? It's the only way to watch football. And so, let's be honest, guys, the product stinks. The only way to really, I feel, to thoroughly enjoy yourself is to have a little coin on the game. And listen, it doesn't have to be a lot. It could just be a dollar. It doesn't even have to be five. It could be a dollar.
So how much?
Trust me, the entertainment
value is a lot better. How much you got out there riding for the weekend,
Anita?
How much you got out there riding for the weekend? Like, what kind of money is Anita Marks betting?
What? No habla inglés.
No.
So long story short, here in New York, blessed, BetMGM came to New York and said, hey, let's give Anita a gambling show. So I've been hosting a gambling show here in New York for quite a few years now, and I have my own show here. So
cool.
And then the powers that be said, hey, how about you talk gambling in L.A.? Because, hey, stop being 2000 and late, L.A. Get with it. Like, why do you have to drive all the way to the border to put your bets
well,
in?
Well, we're working on that.
Yeah. There's 19 things on the ballot.
There's like all kinds of initiatives that are going to make gambling legal in California one way or another.
So, Anita, help us with something. We're all in a survivor pool every year. Everybody that's on the station, we're all in a survivor pool. And some years I go out in week one. Other years I make it to the very end. What's the best strategy, in your opinion, in a survivor pool?
Don't overthink it. Don't make it difficult. Just look at the schedule and say, okay, what team is going to kick the other team's butt this
week? But no, for example, Anita, so it's interesting. I try and follow that exact advice. But I think this week, all of the teams I would pick in a survivor pool are road teams. And I get nervous about that. Like, I would probably take the Colts. The biggest favorite this week is Indy at Houston. They're favored by 8. I think it's down to 7. Mm-hmm. So I would feel good there, but every year I lose when I take a road favorite that looks like they're going to win and they go on the road and get thumped. Should I just stay away from road teams or ignore that?
No, I don't think you should stay away. Here's another thing. You know, because of the new collective bargaining agreement, guys, you know, it's like teams really don't develop an identity. We don't have a really good grasp. And earlier you asked me, how much money am I wagering in week one? Not a lot. Not a lot.
Right, because you want to feel it out.
Oh, you gotta. You have to. Because, you know, a lot of these guys haven't even played in a game yet. Granted, yeah, they had those, you know, practices where they get together, you know, and, like, sip tea at the end of the day. But, you know, like, the Baltimore Ravens, for example, against the Jets and Joe Flacco, the Jets, their team is so young. They're a complete mess. Take it from me. I'm here in New York. I like your Colts pick against the Texans. I love Matty Ice. Team's going to be great. Wait until you see this. Their tight ends, Jelani Wood and Mo Alley Cox, their tight ends, both are almost 7 feet.
And we know a lot about Michael Pittman. He's going to have a really good year.
Big year, big year. The Saints, they're going to demolish the Falcons. I got the Saints winning the division. I really like the Eagles, but everybody like
I like the Eagles. I like the Eagles too. I like Jalen Hurts more than a lot of people do.
But what's interesting, Anita, is all these teams you're mentioning are all road teams this week.
I know, and this is why 10 home teams are dogs.
Wow.
This is, I mean, marinating that for a minute, right? Like 10 home teams are dogs this season. Is that insane? That really is insane.
That is.
I know. It is.
So let's talk a little college because, you know, USC came out of the box looking really good this past week, blew the doors off Rice, which you would expect, but there were a lot of style points there. This week they're at Stanford, real football team. What's the line like and which is the right side of the game?
Full transparency, because it's week one, I'm all in on NFL this week. Last week, no NFL. It was a bloodbath. I took a killing.
By the way, Mace, the line opened.
I had LSU.
Yeah, oh, a lot of people did.
I had the Utes. I took a killing in week one of the college football season. I'm taking a break this week. I'm all about the NFL. I apologize.
No, that's okay. No worries. USC opened 10.5, and it's been bet down to 9. I'd be nervous giving that many points.
I'm not nervous at all. I already put money on it. I am good with USC winning that game comfortably.
Well, let's see.
Yeah.
So probably not going to get 3 pick sixes again.
You mentioned you're in 12 fantasy football leagues. Who has the most often been the number one pick in those drafts?
Oh, Jonathan Taylor for sure.
Where is Cooper? I'm going to take Cooper.
Mason
Kupp
has the number one pick in our draft tonight, Anita. He's finished dead DFL 5 out of the last 6 years.
And so what does he have to do for that? Like, does he have to, like, get a tattoo?
Yeah, that's,
there are many, like, there are many things happening. Last year, what was the worst thing you had to do?
Shave one eyebrow off.
Yeah.
I did that after I lost in fantasy. This time, I am going to get a last place Mace tattoo on my ass in the studio, done live during the show. If I finish dead last in our, and there's no way I'm finishing dead last. And by the way, I am a Rams fan, but I do think Cooper Kupp warrants consideration for the number one overall pick, and I'm taking him.
Yeah, again, my concerns are offensive line. Does your quarterback stay healthy for the entire season with this elbow situation? Listen, you guys are in LA. You would know better than I.
Yeah, I mean, the elbow situation has been at least according to over there, this mm-hmm. is something he played with all last year.
Okay.
So it doesn't sound like the elbow is any different than it was last year when he, I don't know if you, he led his team to the Super Bowl. So
I saw that.
I think Stafford is going to be okay. And I think Cam Akers is actually primed to have a really good year.
Hey, Anita, last thing for me. Mm-hmm. Raiders Chargers is a big deal out here. A lot of people in LA still Raider fans. Chargers have moved here. Nobody really roots for them, but they're good. Chargers right now favored by 3. What's the right side of that game in your opinion?
Yeah, I love the Chargers here. I love them a lot. I think what they've been able to do on the offensive line, they better the offensive line for Justin Herbert. On the defensive side of the ball, boy. This defense, I think this defense has the ability, adding Khalil Mack, Joseph Day, Von Noy. I know Jackson is going to be out this game, but
right,
nonetheless.
They're getting Derwin James back, too.
Oh, my God. I mean, like, they arguably could be the best defense in the NFL, let alone the best secondary. I know we're sitting here talking about how great Justin Herbert is. And listen, I put money down, futures bets, I'm all over it. I got him winning the MVP. I got him with the most passing yards. I've got him with the most passing touchdowns. I'm all over. I'm all in with Justin Herbert this season. But we're talking so much about this offense, right, that I don't, like, we're not spending enough time talking about just what a juggernaut this Chargers defense is going to be. And for me, for the Raiders, again, listen, guys, we've heard the phrase before, right? It's one in the trenches. That's why I've got a concern with the Rams tomorrow night against the Bills. Same thing with the Raiders. Their offensive line is no bueno. It is not good. So, and against Khalil Mack and Joey Bosa and these guys getting in, getting after Carr, oh, man, could be an ugly night.
All right. Well, the show is called Bet LA.
Mm-hmm.
It is on tonight from 7 until 10. And normally it's going to be Thursday nights, but tonight it's Wednesday since we got Thursday night football tomorrow. And the Rams are out to prove you wrong, Anita. Out to prove you wrong.
I hope so. Listen, I hope so. I have to bet with conviction. I can't bet with my heart, right? I have to do my research.
That's what I do. I bet with my heart, Anita.
Okay.
That's why I
All right. Well,
I've
just
struggled.
It sounds to me like tonight you're going to be drafting with your heart. My number one wide receiver
every
in fantasy
year,
is Jamar is Jamar Chase.
Yeah,
Jamar Chase.
Jamar Chase, you've got ranked above Cooper.
I do. And Jefferson.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, good. He may still be there when I pick.
All right. Tonight, Bet LA, 7 o'clock right here on 710 ESPN.
Thanks, Anita.
Anita Marks, thank you so much for coming on.
Gentlemen, thank you.
All right. There's Anita. Boy, she knows her
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, she'll be on tonight at 7 if you want to hear more of that.
She knows her stuff. Michael, she knows her stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously.
You should ask her if she took Oregon over.
yeah, she said she took a bath.
She said she took a bath. She had the Utes, and that didn't go well.
All right. What is a ute?
What is a ute? all right. Hey, stream live sports and original content with ESPN Plus today. You get access to the award-winning 30 for 30 library, unrivaled UFC access, including exclusive pay-per-views, live coverage of 35 PGA Tour events every year, thousands of hours of college sports. Get the ESPN Plus and Disney Plus bundle today and watch more ESPN original stream anytime, anywhere. Go to ESPNLABundle.com to learn more. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, so in the Mason and Ireland Mafia, at Joe C714, Mace is absolutely 10,000% correct love this guy. Ohtani, hands down the MVP. Also, look at his strikeouts as a pitcher as well. They'll give it to Judge because he plays in New York. Ohtani is by far the most valuable player in the league. Royce, Tony, guys in a league based on numbers, when what Ohtani is doing is unprecedented. It's mind-boggling what he's doing. There should be no conversation here.
Well, that was last year when Ohtani won everything. When the MVP, the All-Star game was about him, he put up similar numbers last year.
Correct.
You could make the argument, much like when Michael Jordan played in your era, that you could give Jordan the MVP every year.
Sure.
He was the best defensive player, the best offensive
player.
But
who would you vote for?
I'd vote for Judge.
You would vote for Judge?
Yeah, because I think the games need to mean something.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you can't.
I don't disagree
like
with your assessment. Of course, well, then who do you think's right? Who do you think gets it?
Well, I think Judge is going to get it because it's a traveling trophy. It's just like in the NBA.
Right.
Guys don't – well, I guess Jokic won two in a row,
You could make an argument that you could give it to Ohtani every year because nobody else is pitching and hitting at the same time. But that's just not the way that that goes down.
Okay, Christian Gonzalez tweets, people like Anita Baker
– Anita Marks, did he
means
mean?
Means Anita Marks. Okay. Call her Anita Baker.
Anita Baker, the singer.
Show me they don't actually watch football and just listen to media talking points. Rams O-line shaky. Nope, boom was excellent against Tampa in the playoffs. Still hung up on Stafford's elbow. Plus, Bill's top cornerback is out. Punt God released. He thinks the Rams are going to win the game. Her
I
name
do
is
too.
Anita Marks.
I
Anita
do too.
Marks.
I think the Rams are going to win the game.
Anita Baker, a fine vocalist from the city, from the great city of Detroit.
Yeah, she is good. All right, so Michael, I saw this question and I thought of you. Do you know who Young Thug is?
Heard of him? Yeah, I don't listen to him, but I know who he is.
Okay, Young Thug is a musician who's currently incarcerated at the Fulton County Jail in Atlanta while awaiting trial on multiple charges relating to a wide-ranging RICO case. But apparently, they have internet in the prison, and he sent a question to Michael Phelps.
Of course.
The swimmer.
Why wouldn't you send Michael Phelps a message from prison?
Yeah, how do you get the connection between him and Phelps?
Well, he just basically tweeted at him and tagged him in the tweet, and he said, I'm talking with my roommate, and we're wondering if you, meaning Michael Phelps, could swim 100 miles from the middle of the ocean back to shore. 100 miles. Now, you... Yeah. Is that doable?
Yeah, you can do it. You got to tread water. Hopefully you don't get attacked by a shark.
Wasn't
yeah, you
there
can
somebody
do it.
Like, didn't somebody like
Diane Nyad swang the English channel?
So, I mean, it can conceivably be done. What is Phelps say?
Phelps responded with, yeah, I think I could make it. When he asked how long it would take, he said, I'm talking to some coaches. We think it would take 50-ish hours. And it wouldn't be pleasant.
No.
Could somebody stay in the water for 50
hours? Oh, yeah,
hours?
You can do it. But like I said, the only thing you worry about is sharks.
Right.
You know, because you have to swim in at night and stuff. You're not going to make it without shark protection.
It can
when
be
Diane
done.
Diane and I did it. When people do it, they have all kind of protection around them. Sometimes they do it
Because isn't
in cages.
If you do a triathlon, isn't it just a one-mile swim, two-mile swim?
Right. Is it a two-mile?
2 miles.
And I know.
This would be 100 miles.
Cappy did an Ironman.
Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah, he swam whatever it was in the ocean.
Yeah, but there's a difference between 2 or 3 miles and 100 miles.
People have been stranded, and they somehow survive, and they can. You won't do it like at a fast pace.
You just need a volleyball to survive.
Exactly.
You need a volleyball.
Wilson!
And a lot of shark repellent. Like I said, the sharks are out there, baby.
Yeah, they are out there. Did you see they re-released Jaws in 3D this weekend? It did really well.
Can't watch it.
Took the original Jaws and converted it to 3D.
Scared the crap out of me. Scariest movie of my childhood.
Can you imagine in 3D?
Michael, you know what Bergman's scariest movie of his childhood was?
That'd be The Exorcist.
That's what I thought. Maybe Jaws, something like that. Greg, tell him.
Ernest Scared Stupid.
What?
It was terrifying as a 9-year-old.
Ernest, remember Jim Varney?
Terrifying.
Did the monster scare you too?
No, not at all. But I'm telling you, if you were 8, 9 years old and you saw this movie, you'd be terrified too. And people on Twitter got my back on this.
Wow.
I already know it. Just go to the mafia and tell
Ernest
them. Ernest
Scared
them.
Stupid is not the scariest movie of all time.
It was horrifying as a child.
The scariest movie for me as a kid was Planet of the Apes.
Why? You don't like monkeys?
I was 3 years
Get
old.
Get off me, damn dirty ape.
You damn dirty ape. So I was 3 years old, and we went to the drive-in. It was like 19.
I remember Roddy McDowell was so human.
He was. Yeah. He was. And so those, the very beginning, they hunted down Charlton Heston and they threw those nets over him and then they locked him up. I was terrified.
You remember
I had
that
nightmares
at 3 years
about that. At 3 years old, my mom and dad had both fallen asleep, left me alone to watch Planet of the Apes, the first movie I ever remember seeing. Yeah. It's actually my earliest memory is seeing Planet of the Apes when I was 3 years old.
Was that an R-rated movie? Was that your first R-rated movie?
That was my first movie. I forget. I think it was must have been PG.
My first R-rated movie was Slapshot, the Paul Newman movie with the hockey team, which is great.
Yeah, that is great.
If you watch it today, it still holds up. All right, we're going to play Game of Games. It's Michael's game. Yep. Michael, what do you have prepared for us today?
Want to find out what you boys know about your employer, ESPN.
Oh. All right, well, Corporate Greg should have an advantage there.
Yeah, you'd
think so, but
corporate-y.
Nope.
Is Pepe going to play?
Yep, Pepe will be there.
All right.
Pepe Mantilla is going to join us. We're going to do Michael Thompson's Game of Games coming up next for you, Mason and I. Ireland 710 ESPN.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
1 year anniversary of Shidano and Cappy. Boy, I'll tell you, I don't know what... Morales just is so in the tank for Sedano and Cappy. Have you noticed that? He's such a snake.
Well, why does that make him a snake?
He's a snake.
He can like that show better than this.
He sides against me.
All right, Pepe says call him again, Greg.
Okay, so Pepe is going to play Game of Games with us. We got him on the line. It is. I didn't realize till he said it. Today was the anniversary of ESPN. Is that why you made your game,
no,
Michael?
No, I didn't know that either.
Oh, well, that's...
How about that?
So, Michael, very timely. The interesting thing about ESPN, if you like, and I've read all the books about ESPN and straight up, I mean, you know where ESPN was also almost going to be located? Is this in your quiz?
No, it's in Florida.
San Diego.
That's right.
It came down to Bristol, Connecticut, or San Diego.
Wow.
Can you imagine how many people would have jumped to work at this company if it was based in San Diego?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we got Pepe. Pepe, can you hear us?
Yes.
Okay, hi. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. How about you guys?
Good.
Just okay, Pepe?
Yeah, under the circumstances and the weather, you know, it's 100 degrees here.
Yeah. So under the circumstances. Okay.
All right, Pepe,
maybe
winning Game of Games will cheer you up. Michael, what's our game today?
ESPN is a topic, Pepe. What do you guys know about our employer, ESPN? Multiple choice, unless otherwise noted. Here we go. Ready?
Yep.
ESPN started in what year? 1982, 79, or 81?
Fudge.
Give me the choices again.
82, 79, or 81?
79.
Bergman.
81.
Mace.
79.
I will say 79. Pepe.
79.
Yes, it is 79.
All right, so everybody but Greg got it.
Disney owns 80% of ESPN. Who owns the remaining 20%? Facebook, the Hearst Corporation, or Apple?
Ooh, that's a good question. I don't know this. Greg?
Let's go with the Hearst Corporation.
Mace.
I'm also going to go with the Hearst Organization.
I don't think it's Facebook, and I don't think it's Apple. I'll go Hearst as well. Pepe.
I'm going to go Hearst, too.
Funch.
Hearst.
It is Hearst.
Yes. Oh, everybody got it. Okay.
Well, I thought if it was Apple or if it was Facebook, we would
Wouldn't
know.
We? Yeah. Okay.
ESPN broadcasts to over 155 countries, or over 200 countries, or over 180 countries.
All right.
155, 200, or 180.
Mace.
200.
I will also go 200. Pepe.
185.
A Funch.
185.
Greg.
200.
It is 200.
Yes.
All right. Bergman, Mason, Ireland. So Mason and Ireland have three. Everybody else has two.
I need to win.
ESPN employs 6,000 people, 8,000 people, or 11,000 people. Six, eight, or 11.
This one's me, and I'm going to say 8,000. Pepe.
8,000.
Funch.
Eight.
Greg.
Eight.
Mace.
Eight.
It is eight.
Yes.
All right, everybody got that.
Baseball broadcast.
By the way, you're a total sucker in this. It's always the middle one.
No, you never know. Baseball broadcast began in which year? 1985, 88, or 90?
Pepe, this one's you.
85.
Funch.
90.
Greg.
Let's go with the middle, 88.
Mace.
Middle, 88.
1990.
Oh!
Ireland didn't even guess.
Oh, but I was going to say 1990.
No, you were. That's some garbage.
I won't assign a point to that because Michael jumped the gun. No points on that.
The first podcast on ESPN was launched in which year? 99, 03, or 05?
Funch, back to you.
05.
Bergman.
05.
Mace.
05.
I'll say 03. Pepe.
I say 03 as well.
05.
Yes. 05. All right, so Mace takes the lead. Pepe, Bergman, and Funch. Okay, so it's Mason 5, Funch, Bergman, Ireland 4, and Pepe 3.
How many buildings are on the Bristol ESPN campus? Mm. 14, 16, or 18?
Ooh. Greg, this one's you.
Let's go with 18.
Mace, 14, 16, or 18?
I'm going to go 16.
I'm also, well, I need to make a point on you. I'll go 18. Pepe.
16.
16. Funch.
16.
It is 18.
Boom!
Hey!
Oh. All right, three-way Bergman, tie. We tied him.
ESPN 2 was launched in October of which year? 93, 94, or 95? ESPN 2. 93, 94, or 95?
This one's me. I'm going to go 94. Pepe.
95.
Funch.
95.
Bergman.
94.
Mace.
Oh, God.
93 hasn't been picked.
95.
93.
Ah!
Oh, it was right there for you.
It was the middle one.
Pepe, you better get this one right. Okay. ESPN Deportes began in what year? 03, 04, or 01?
Pepe.
04.
Funch.
01.
Greg.
03.
Mace.
04.
Go 03. Greg.
93.
Mace.
93.
Did you guess we're Ireland?
Yes.
208.
Oh, woo! Pepe and Funch. Funch has the lead.
Funch.
By the way, Sedano says ESPN Deportes launched in 2004.
Huh.
Yeah.
Not according, well, to,
not according to Michael's research.
maybe in Miami. ESPN can be heard in how many languages? 4, 8, or 6?
Funch, you have the lead, so you go first.
6.
Greg.
8.
Mace.
6.
I will also say 6. Pepe.
6.
4.
Oh, nobody.
I was trying to get a point.
Let's do 3 more.
Yeah.
Here we go. Right now it's Funch 6, Bergman, Ireland, Mason 5, and Pepe 4. 3 more. So anyone can win it.
Stephen A. is the highest paid employee at ESPN at $12 million a year. Who is number 2 at $6.5 million a year? Chris Berman, Mike Greenberg, or Kornheiser Wilbon?
Kornheiser plus Wilbon?
No, well, they're both of them individually.
Okay, yeah. Got it.
Funch.
Greeny.
Greg.
I want a point. I think it's Greeny, though. I'm going to go with the Kornheiser Wilbons.
Mace.
I'm going to go Greeny.
I also think it's Greeny. Pepe.
I think it's Greeny.
It is Mike Greenberg.
Yeah. I just wanted to get a point.
All right, so Funch, who'd you pick?
Greeny.
Okay, so you're up 7. Mason and I have 6.
Yep.
Greg has 5, and Pepe has 5.
Since
two more.
Since its inception, SportsCenter has had how many hosts? 160, 121, or 134?
Funch.
I'll say 121.
Bergman.
134.
Mace.
134.
What's the one? What,
160, 121, or 134? SportsCenter hosts.
I'll say 160. Pepe.
I'm going to say 162.
It is 121.
Woo!
Oh, Funch is going to win.
No, he won it. He locked it up.
I think he locked it up.
Last one for fun.
When SportsCenter launched in 79, which of these were not on the inaugural SportsCenter? Lee Leonard, George Grassel.
Grandy.
Yeah. Or Tom Meese, not on the first SC. Leonard, Grande, or Meese?
Funch.
I'll say Meese.
Bergman.
Grande.
Mace.
Leonard.
The answer is Meese. Pepe, what do you think?
Leonard.
It is Meese.
It is Meese.
Funch, woo! Dominant performance,
wow.
Man.
Nice job, Funch.
Impressive.
Thank you, guys. 9-7. You beat everybody by two.
All right, yeah. Funchy.
Way to go.
Pepe, you struggled there, Pepe.
Well, you know, it was difficult.
It was a difficult quiz. You're right.
That's right.
It's supposed to be easy for all of you guys that work for ESPN.
Yeah,
right. Yeah. If you could get a job here, you'd know everything.
Yeah, but you watch ESPN.
That's for sure. Let me tell you, for sure. I will win that one.
All right,
Pepe. Thanks, man. Stay cool. Have a good day.
Yeah, you guys stay cool too.
Okay.
All right, man.
God bless.
That is the great Pepe Mantilla.
The dictator.
He's not a dictator.
Well, he greets the people as he's a dictator.
He's saluting the fans.
He is a crypto.com arena.
Dictator. Poor Pepe.
Is it a salute if they don't salute you back?
That's right.
Well, they are applauding. Okay, so let's lay this out one more time. So Pepe Mantilla.
They introduce all of us. Lawrence Tanner says, tonight's game can be heard on the radio in English by John Ireland Spanish. And Michael Thompson, and in Spanish by Fernando Gonzalez, Pepe Mantilla. And they put our pictures up on the scoreboard.
Yes. And you're always ignoring
And we're always
the fans.
On the air.
You're ignoring everybody. You have no respect for the fans.
And Pepe stands up.
Yep.
He waves to his right. He waves to his left.
Thank you.
One waves back.
Like he's Fidel Castro.
To me, he's honoring those fans that know him from his broadcasts.
Sure.
And you guys are all just not paying attention.
Well, no. If you want to get him riled up, you bring this up to him, and he'll say, you and Michael, you don't respect you. They acknowledge you, and you don't respond. It drives him crazy. Now what Michael and I do, it's when they recognize us, is we turn around and wave to Pepe.
He only wants waving at him, just to make him feel good.
We do. We
turn around. That's so great.
It's our salute to our Spanish brother.
I think he's Francisco Canisco from the Spanish dictator or something.
Okay. Before I get to Supercross talk, I want everybody to know you can win $100 a week picking five games against the spread in using the Cover 5 app for free. Download the Cover 5 app, enter code MI22, and you'll be in our show league. Whoever wins our show league every week, whoever beats me and Ireland and Jorge and Bergman, will win $100 cash. And if you win the season-long contest, you will fill in for Bergman for a day and do Bobcat. For more information, go to cover5.com. And don't forget, download the Cover 5 app and use code MI22. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for Super Crosstalk. All right, then it's time for Super Crosstalk. That means we welcome to the show Bo Scott Kaplan and Shadano. Guys, what's going on?
If I were Pepe Mantilla, I would certainly file a protest
on
that particular. First of all, the fix was in against him, number one. You know, you guys are piling on the Hispanic guy today. I see that. And then the
Wait a minute. He was answering the same questions as everyone else was
answering.
Michael should be Ralph Fiennes from that movie The Quiz Show, where he's giving out like the wrong answers and the wrong questions.
Since when?
I just sent you a link from the ESPN press room that says ESPN Deportes launched in 2004. And by the way, Stephen A. Smith is now the third highest paid employee.
Yeah, Arne Aikman and Buck.
Troy Aikman and Buck make more money.
I'm not talking about those guys.
That's a good call, though. I didn't think about that. That's a good call.
Talking about like talk show hosts and stuff.
Yeah, we never.
What?
Well,
Yeah. But you said employees.
Employees.
Paid employees.
Said employees.
You know what I meant.
This is some really shoddy research.
You're Ralph Fiennes.
Who's that?
Wait, you haven't seen the Quiz Show? It's very good.
Oh, it is a very good movie. Yeah. So, guys, what's going on?
Well, what is happening today? Mace, I want to talk to you about old-fashioned donuts. I tend to agree with you that the old-fashioned seems to be the underrated donut. So when you go,
so let me get this straight, Mason. You like old-fashioned donuts, too?
That's just my Cappy impersonation.
That was terrible.
That was not. That didn't even sound like him. I was like, why is George talking like that?
Right. Here's my Sedano impersonation. So the biggest predictor of future donuts is past donuts.
That is. It is the truth.
Listen, I mean, if you want to...
That is awesome.
That is great. You want me to do my Cappy impersonation? Hold on. Let me do my genitalia on the table and fan myself like yesterday in front of the girls.
No, George. What the deal is this, and guys... I heard you talking about this earlier, Ireland. Your mom doesn't have air conditioning, right?
Yeah, she's freaking out a little bit.
Okay. I also don't have air conditioning. So yesterday...
Yeah, yeah. We almost both... By the way, I'm surprised HR isn't here today to talk about what you did in front of Laura and Lindsay yesterday.
So yesterday, I explained to George here that because I'm melting hot, I have one fan in my house.
And you were in studio yesterday, right?
Right. Okay. But I take the fan... I turn it upwards, and then I stand over it like a sumo wrestler.
Like Marilyn Monroe in the Nine-Year Itch or whatever that movie
is. No, not as graceful. You just heard him, a sumo wrestler.
Right, like a sumo wrestler wearing a really cute skirt, you know? And I stand
You're squatting,
over,
basically, on top
correct.
Of this, the fan. Yes.
That's right, George. You got it, because you saw my whole
yeah, oh, yeah. deal yesterday. Yeah, I can't forget it. Trust me, yeah.
So I stand, guys.
Yeah.
Over the fan shoots directly up into the air, and I stand over it to try and cool my body down, and I figure
Does
that
it work?
I mean, it helps a little bit, but I think that the fan
Did this happen on the show?
Yes. Yes, he demonstrated it on the show. Yes.
You drop trowel and put a fan on yourself?
Inaccurate. Did not drop trowel. Just showed how
right. He just showed
just
how you would
it
do it
by
like fanning with his hands his genitalia.
Yeah, by the way, breaking news: Trey Turner single to drive in Austin Barnes. Dodgers lead 4-3 in the eighth.
Cool. There you go.
All right.
So yes, that is true, George. I did show you yesterday. I felt like we could handle this. I felt like we were close. We could do this, and it's true. I mean, I am hot, like as in melting hot. I got no air conditioning,
right?
But I'm going to tough it
problem.
Out. I know it's true. I'm going to tough it out. Lindsay,
Ireland,
suggested...
you got air conditioning?
I do.
Yeah, me too.
It's working overtime.
Yeah, I do too. Thankfully.
Does Michael have air conditioning?
Oh yeah.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Of course he does.
Michael's house is completely.
Michael, you may
out
not need it though.
You don't need
right
it
at the beach.
Yeah, I've got that nice ocean breeze coming through when you open up the doors. Oh,
but
so
Michael,
nice.
There's no ocean breeze all of a sudden.
Also, I mean, I'm up high enough. We always get it.
So somebody said, actually, I think it was Alex Michelson told me we're having something called a heat dome. Does that make any sense to anybody?
Yeah, it's just the hot heat dome.
Well, Friday at the golf tournament, it's supposed to be 102.
Yeah!
That's what
really?
I'm talking about. I proposed today on our Sedano and Cab group text that they should bring us all cool zones like they do in the NFL.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Hey, that's a good sponsorship opportunity for Cool Zone. Yeah. We would talk them up big time.
Yeah. I'm psyched for the – although, the
Mace,
problem
– just walk down to the sidelines tomorrow night at the game.
And jack one. Sure.
Just yank one of those cool zones out of there.
I'm sure that's going to be very
They're not going to notice. The Rams will be on the field celebrating.
Celebrating!
Now, what? Here's a dumb question. The SoFi Stadium is climate controlled, correct?
Okay. This is my knowledge of this.
Yeah, go ahead.
My knowledge of it, and maybe somebody from SoFi can correct me, but my knowledge of it is that it's always 10 degrees warmer inside SoFi than it is outside SoFi.
That was my experience last year. I went on a very hot day, and it was very nice inside.
Yeah, it's because there's like panels that are open on the side, basically. Yeah.
Are you saying it's cooler inside or warmer inside? Warmer
my experience inside. Was it was cooler. Mace thinks it might be warmer.
I think it might be warmer.
Huh.
I'm going to go with Ireland on this one.
Yeah,
just because,
I just think that that's part of
makes more sense.
That's part of the construction of the stadium was to keep it from being insanely hot.
But let me ask you guys a question. Yep. We're talking about Friday, the golf tournament, and how it could be 103 degrees.
Yeah.
Has anybody looked into the future of the weather outside of just the temperature? Because I've been reading about some giant, like, rainstorm monsoon that's coming up the coast. Does anybody know anything about this?
Yeah, supposed to get here Friday night or Saturday.
Oh, is that right? After, we are the, after the thing. Yeah.
Yeah, they don't know how far north it will come. Cap, you're going to get it for sure.
Here in the southern part of L.A.?
Yeah.
Yeah,
but they don't know how far north it'll go. But I've heard the same thing: torrential rain coming this week.
So the Dodger game might get rained out in San Diego.
Oh, you know what? That's a possibility.
Oh, that's
you could maybe have a doubleheader this
weekend.
Were
you thinking about going down there?
Yeah.
Oh wow. Yeah, that could be.
It could be. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. When was the last time they had a rain out in San Diego?
Yeah. God, that's
probably years.
Yeah. Michael, let me ask you a question. You're coming down to San Diego. Uh-huh. Are you just going to come down for the day? You planning on staying the night?
He's
going
to take you to. He's going to want to take you to the horse track.
Yeah, he's going to want to take you to Delmar.
No, because I don't think Michael would enjoy the crowd
I agree.
No.
Like the dirt.
I get
or
there
the,
just in
the
time.
Horses.
I get there just in time for the first pitch, and I leave in the seventh inning.
Oh, really?
Nice.
Really?
Like, that's the way I do. Yeah.
Are, are you thinking about going Friday or Saturday?
I got to find out when the rain's coming.
Yeah.
So it looks like the rain will be coming Friday. Ireland is right about this. There's a chance that it happens in the daytime, but it is definitely coming at night, for sure.
But, George, do you think it'll get far enough north where it'll affect the golf tournament?
That I don't know. I am looking at City of Industry right now on weather.com, and it says that it could.
No, we're going to the other course. We're going to Yorba Linda.
Oh, Yorba Linda.
We're going to Black Gold.
Yeah, we're going to Black Gold, yeah.
Not Gold Black. That's the one in the City of Industry.
Do we have any stick going on? Can people show up at our shows on Friday or no?
No, I think it's just for the people that are participating in the golf tournament. That's the plan, right?
Is that right,
yes.
Bergman?
Yes.
Yeah.
We can't say, "Hey, come on out."
No, do not. Come
no, if you're okay. if you're
do
in
not
the
come out.
If you're in the golf tournament though, if you're one of the people participating, you can come early and
watch.
And
if you're not, stay away.
So here we go. Yorba Linda. High of 94, cloudy with occasional showers for the afternoon. High winds east at the 15 to 25 miles per hour. Chance of rain 40% in the daytime. At night, absolutely chance of rain 80%. Rainfall near half an inch.
Wow. So hot and rainy Friday for
that. Rain might actually help.
The rain may blow.
It definitely will help.
Yeah. But by the way, George, the game tomorrow night is not expected to get any rain, right?
I don't know. Hold on. Let me check here.
Yeah, I
don't think so. I think
it's not coming until Friday.
Friday night through Saturday, which I'm hoping
for. Why did you text Michael Thompson that he's a nitwit? By the way, excellent word use of the word nitwit.
Because he wrote back. He wrote. He said. He wrote back what he said on the air, which is maybe in Miami on ESPN Deportes.
Yeah, Deportes.
I'm like, no, you nitwit.
Miami until then.
I sent you the ESPN press room.
Yeah, the
website.
Press release. Exactly.
Well, that's the one I saw said 94.
No, you said 2001 for ESPN Deportes, and it's 2004.
Well, 1-4, you know.
By the way,
so somebody else could have gotten that right.
But here's the thing. You've got to accept the fact that right or wrong, the answer is the answer when you play a game of games. Right or wrong, the answer is the answer. I mean, Michael did
You kind of have to trust the host, whoever the host is, even if the answers are wrong.
Michael's doing his research on YouTube, apparently.
Hey, Sedano, and Cap, weigh in on this. Mason thinks that Russell Westbrook will not be on the Laker roster when the season starts. I'm kind of starting to think he will be. What do you think, George?
No, I don't think so. I think that the Lakers are going to piggyback here and get something, you know, from either Utah or Indiana, and I would imagine that deal will have to include Russell Westbrook. So I think before the season starts, I think there will be a deal before the actual regular season starts.
Cap, what do you think?
I think he's going to be on the roster. I think that the Lakers have made the decision to say, we'll give it a little bit of time, whatever that is. George, you said something about 10 games, maybe somebody said 20 games.
I was told that 10 to 20 games, they're going to kind of, they could potentially see what could be out there. But that was pre-Donovan Mitchell trade. I think that now that Utah is open for business, I think that could change. But I don't see him. If he's here, I don't see him here. Honestly, I don't see him here before Christmas or by Christmas.
But if he's here for training camp, I think he's here, don't you?
Well, I do. Not and
I think they got to move him in the next 19 days.
Give the guys my itinerary.
All right. So Michael is participating. The Showtime Lakers are all going to Hawaii together.
Oh, cool.
Monday. Right. Leaving Monday.
Right. This is Magic Strip. Is that right?
Yeah.
And it's been in the works for a long time. They've had to cancel it a couple times because of COVID. Mm-hmm. Michael just handed me the itinerary. Oh. For the Showtime, and it looks fantastic.
I didn't want to go.
Lunch, reception, dinner. Well, when Riley got a plane, you kind of had to go, right?
Right.
Is Pat going to make you guys run drills like he did?
George. I'm looking at the schedule. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, hospitality. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, luau party, hospitality. Then Thursday, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. breakfast. 9:30, depart from hotel. 9:45 to noon, shoot around off-site.
Really?
I love it.
You knew Riles was not going to...
I haven't touched the basketball in 10 years.
Then lunch in the hotel. And that, by the way, this is very structured.
Wait, is Gary Vitti going to go on this trip?
Oh, yeah.
Because they're going to need a trainer and a doctor, too.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, I think Gary's going to be forced to work overtime.
This is a big-time itinerary.
What a reunion,
it's
huh?
Amazing. Amazing.
That's going to be so cool.
You know, Riles hasn't done a 3-hour practice in a long time.
Oh, don't remind me. Oh, my goodness.
That is awesome, man. I am psyched for you, Michael. That is cool.
Oh, Michael, I have stayed, and I won't say what the name of it is, but I have stayed in this hotel where you guys are going. It's spectacular. Yeah, you're
going to
love it.
What island are they going to, John?
They're going to Maui.
Oh, I know what hotel you're staying.
Okay, all right, gotcha.
Yeah, and it should be great.
All I'm going to do is go to dinner and go to my room.
Come
on. No, you're not.
Don't be antisocial amongst your old teammates.
Michael.
Don't do that.
I mean, you're not going. This isn't a trip with you and Ireland and Trudell. Like, come on. Go ahead and do something.
I mean, this is like, you know, like my fraternity brothers all came out. We hung around. We used to be together all the time, hung out for the first time in 35 years. You've seen these guys, but here's a chance to hang out and kind of recapture the magic.
Can I just go to dinner and then go back to my room?
You would be missing
out.
That?
You'll figure it out.
My answer, by the way, is no, you cannot.
Okay.
I mean, you asked, so here's an answer. No, you have to be part of the celebration.
By the way, a tweet just came in from Eric Herrera. Says, why would you make a state-of-the-art stadium that's 10 degrees hotter inside? Are you high already, mate?
I'm telling you, I think
look
that's true.
Is SoFi Stadium climate controlled? And see what comes up. I think it's going to be about 75.
I hear Mace typing.
You can always hear me typing.
Hey, fellas, on Friday at the golf tournament, you may recall last year when my big mouth wrote a check that my body couldn't cash.
Yeah, I bet on you, Cap. You lost me mythical money.
Many times I've lost you mythical money. I mean, I lost
this
softball game, too.
Guess what he's doing this year? Because he lost the push-up competition. I'm out of this. I'm not doing this because I don't know how to jump rope. But he basically said he can do, like, the Rocky routine jumping rope.
How long can you jump rope uninterrupted for, Cap?
I don't know, like, a time, but I would guess, you know, I don't know, like, I... Like, in other words, if you gave me, like, 100 taps, you know, you say, hey, you got to do 100 consecutive without stopping. I mean, I could probably do that, 100.
You could do 100?
I think so. What about you guys?
No, I doubt it.
I could get close.
You could get close to 100.
No, but you missed the part where he said he could do, like, the Rocky Balboa thing.
Well, what I was
like,
saying
but I don't
was...
know. I don't remember what that is.
No, but, okay, so when Rocky's jumping rope, he starts, like, doing, like, figure eights and jumping around the rope.
Oh, yeah, jumping around the rope, doing that thing. Yeah, Kaplan can't do
Cappy can't do that. Yeah. Like, he's telling us he can do it.
What I told
by the way, there's no way you can jump rope. You can't do 100 times.
No, I agree with Mace. No chance.
All right, what I told George was... I can skip rope looking like a pro boxer, you know, kind of like Apollo Creed.
No, you did it without a rope yesterday.
Right.
Like, you were doing it to the air.
Right, and it looked good,
anybody
right?
can do that.
No, it looked very athletic. Very athletic.
No, you didn't.
And then, so I'm skipping, and then I do the twist thing in the front.
Right.
The twist thing, and then I do the double
twisting,
jump.
You're going to hit yourself in the face. You idiot.
Yeah. No, I'm serious.
Yeah.
All right, okay, George, you ready?
Yeah.
You and I always like to make wagers. Let's say I do 100 consecutive.
How many twists are you doing, though, in the thing?
What do you mean, how many twists?
What you were saying.
Yeah.
I don't know. How many you want me to do in the 100?
How about 4?
I would say 25.
Yeah, 25 of the 100 have to be.
That
boom,
I haven't
boom,
practiced.
Boom, boom,
but all I'm saying is that I'm a very good jump roper.
$10,000 mythical dollars against Kaplan being successfully able to jump rope 100 times.
Okay. All right. It's $10,000 mythical dollars by Mason.
Mm-hmm. Ireland, you making a wager?
I'm thinking about it.
He could do it.
Wait a minute. How many figure eights? I think he could do 100 consecutive without the figure eight.
Yeah, I agree with that.
No chance you're mixing that in.
Yeah, but can I bet that he'll do 100 consecutive without screwing it up? In other words, 100 uninterrupted, then I would win.
Correct.
Okay. Right, but no figure eights?
No,
come on.
Yeah,
bet on me, John.
$10,000 on cap.
Okay. Wow. And by the way, you have to do this. It's the first crack at it. You can't say, "Oh, yeah, I only got 60. Stop. Now I'm going to do it again. I'll start
can
over."
Can I warm up at all?
No starting over.
Warm up.
No starting over.
No warm up.
Well, you can warm up all you want on your own, but you once you're on the show, once you show up at Crosstalk, you've got to do 100 consecutive.
Now, remember, Cap, remember what I told you when you did the push-up thing? Because you said you could do 50 push-ups, and I said, why don't you just do 40? You can probably do 40.
And what'd you end up with, like 48?
43, something like that. And then it just, he collapsed. Like, he almost had a heart attack on the air.
It's pretty close.
Thank God,
hey, you guys, that would have been your highest rated show.
It really would have. Dr. Clapper was there, thankfully, just in case. But it was not pretty. So are you sure you can do this?
Well,
hold on. Let me just.
I'm with you,
Ireland,
Cappy.
Ireland, before you commit, when he was just doing it with the air yesterday, like no actual rope. He was winded after like 90 seconds.
That is sadly true.
All right, how about an addendum to the bet?
Okay.
If Cap fails, I get to try it, and if I can do 100 consecutive, then I win the bet.
Okay. All right.
Is that fair?
So you're going to cover me.
I'm your backup if you fail.
I'm going to bet $10,000 mythical dollars on Kaplan failing and another $10,000 mythical dollars on Ireland failing.
Awesome. And Cap, it's going to be hot.
It is going to be hot. What do you guys got coming up today? A lot of stupidity. I was listening yesterday. You guys are really, really.
Well, we're going to have a whole competition about fantasy football and getting tattoos on our asses in studio.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to do.
That's what we're doing.
Are you serious about that?
No, yeah, I'm definitely going to. If I finish dead last, I'll get last place Mace tattooed.
Five
on my
out of
ass.
The last 6 years, Cap. Dead last. DFL, 5 out of the last 6 years.
Mace, you cannot do that. You cannot get last place Mace tattooed on your ass.
It would be great, actually.
You know what, Kaplan? I am so unafraid. I don't believe I'm going to finish last. Remember, you got to finish last.
Right,
last.
Right. So last, no fear of last. Failure here. So
no,
you're
going
to really work hard to make sure that you do not finish last.
Correct.
Last year, I beat Mason in fantasy football 92-8.
Oy vey.
But most of his guys were hurt.
Yeah, I had a really bad luck. Do you guys play fantasy?
I'm playing. I'm in.
Yeah, how
I'm
many
in
leagues?
Year.
Two.
Let's see. So far, I'm in one. I've got a draft coming up tonight. That's two.
Are you as good at fantasy football as you are at fantasy baseball?
I'm not as good. I'm equally as bad.
Okay.
Equally as bad.
All right.
So how is that going, by the way? What did you end up doing in that league, Mason?
In the fantasy baseball league, I'm scuffling around for third.
No, but I'm saying, like, what did you do with Cappy's team?
Oh, Cappy's, I think your son is making moves. Is he not, Cappy?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I thought you contracted him by now or something.
Yeah, it could be.
You guys should have contracted us.
Cappy's dead last in the league.
Of course I am. We haven't played for the last 4 months.
Oh, by the way, Max Muncy, 3-run homer in the ninth or
no
in the
way.
Two bottom
homers,
of the eighth.
Two homers last night, another homer today.
Dodgers 7, Giants 3. They're three outs away from winning again.
Okay. Max Muncy is like a modern-day Pete Incaviglia this year.
There he is.
Pete Incaviglia.
A left-handed Pete Incaviglia. How about that pool?
Great reference. Yeah. All right, that's it for
Ruben
us.
Ruben Sierra, Oda B. McDowell. Ooh. I remember that team.
That's a good team.
Bump Wills was on that team.
Buddy Bell was on that team.
Yeah. Tom Greve.
Richie Zisk.
Oh, yeah.
John Stevenson. Don't forget about him.
John Matlack.
Yeah, that's right.
You
guys
David forgot about
Clyde
Stevenson.
For
David Clyde. Yeah, yeah. No, that old Rangers team. All right. Just randomly naming off old Texas Rangers. All right, that's it. We're back tomorrow at 1. We'll be getting ready for tomorrow night. Rams versus Bills. Going to be a big day on the show tomorrow. Super Crosstalk is brought to you by our friends at Coors Light. Keeping Southern California chill all season long. Shidano, Cappy, congratulations on your 1-year anniversary and looking forward to listening to the show today.
Thanks, Mace. More stupidity coming up.
More stupidity on the way, 710 ESPN.